listening to RadioVolta.org, a project of the Philadelphia Independent Media Center. If you have AOL Instant Messenger, you can instant message us to Volta Radio.
This song don't need violence for backup.
Your rap life short, now you need to make a decision.
Street talk, venomous, spit, dynamic, dual, staying true though. Shitting on niggas versus like pieces from out your culo.
You know, nickel and dime, the 209's finest rhymers. Go ahead and rewind us, cause you'll never find what's behind us. With your blinders on, grind long hours and take showers.
Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight we have a very special show, even though I say that at every show. Tonight the theme is Oh Come Like Old Faithful. And we have very special guests, Goddess Kitty from Erotic Radio Live and Master Debater. So we're going to play a first set, bring on our guests, and take it from there. This is going to be a show to remember. Do not switch over to the Disney Channel. Do not switch over to Rush Limbaugh or Michael Savage asshole or any of these other people. She is dancing for me and killing me. And this is the place to be. Oh Come Like Old Faithful with Goddess Kitty tonight. And we're going to start off with a tribute song to our very special guest. This is Iggy Pop doing I Wanna Be Your Dog. Oh, that's not the first song. Fucking wasteoid. We're going to play a song more that we think will appeal to her even more by the feeders. This is Jesus Entering from the Rear.
Halliburton Ernie, and it was very nice of the Reverend to play Jesus Entering from the Rear for our guest, Goddess Kitty. And now I would like to play her a tribute song as well by Iggy Pop, entitled I Want to Be Your Dog.
another blunt. Yeah. Okay.
La da 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 da. La da da da. La da da da. La da da da. La da da da. Yeah. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Yeah. Because I got high. Hell, because yeah. I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. La da. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high, because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La da da. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La da da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
Help me sing.
I'm serious. I was gonna eat your pussy too, but then I got high. Now I'm jacking off, and I know why.
Turn this shit off.
Yeah, because I got high.
Keep going.
Because I got high.
Hey, do that over, man.
Because I got high.
Come on, man. Don't go. Come on.
Go. I messed up my entire life because I got high.
Go. Go.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what, say what, say what, say what.
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
President,
baby. I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I don't know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high, though, man? La da 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 da. He really is high, man.
Ready?
Ready.
Shave him dry. 1, 2, 1.
Yeah.
is a time to fuck and a time to grave, but the show sleeps in Lee Harvey's grave. There's a time to shit, a time for God. The last shit that I took was pretty fucking hard. Drugs are tired of be saying that Jimi Hendrix makes love to Marilyn Germain. There's a time to live and a time to die. I smoke Elvis Presley's toenails when I want to get high. Sleeps in the Harvey's grave.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at radio4all.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, or any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn@sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody, and please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, And of course, our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God speaks through me.
He's the name of the girl.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. You heard Butthole Surfers doing The Shaw Sleeps in Lee Harvey's Grave. Asylum Street Spankers did Shave 'em Dry. Afro Man did Because I Got High. Iggy Pop did I Wanna Be Your Dog. And started off with The Feeders doing Jesus Entering from the Rear. This is Reverend Bookburn. We're on live at RadioVolta.org. We will be archived in about a week at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net, and in about 5 to 7 days. And of course, you can check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/RevBookburn, and at MySpace, myspace.com/ReverendBookburn. Let's see, next week, we still haven't given it a title, but God is going to return to the show to speak to George W. Numbnuts Bush. And also in either August or September, we're going to have another very special themed show, Martha Stewart's Etiquette Guide to Wiping Floors with Your Pastor's Ass. We're going to do George Bush's Unemployment Application or Disabilities Claim. And can't read his horrifying writing. But we're going to do the 40th anniversary of the Chicago 1968 Yippie Festival of Life. And down the road, we're going to have a special November coverage for Erection Day. And, of course, our sacred annual tradition, Happy Spanksgiving. And, of course, in January, the trial of George W. Bush. We are talking with more and more people, so it looks like it's an idea that we're going to attempt to do, which is to make a film, or at least short video, called The Rapt Smear, a kind of a combination of The Rapture and a pap smear. And we're going to... Don't spit up your trig. And we'll see if Goddess Kitty is interested in that, too, as that comes... into fruition. Our guests are Goddess Kitty from Erotic Radio Live and Master Debater. And welcome to The Reverend Is In.
Reverend, it's a pleasure to be here. Oh, by the way, it's the Goddess Radio Show on EroticRadioLive.com.
The Goddess Radio Show on
Worship.
Erotic Radio.
Worship the pussy. Yes.
We do.
Oh, Reverend, you're turning me off.
Satan wants to eat you.
Oh, I want to fuck Satan's big cock.
And horns.
Yes, of course. He can put those horns in my ass. Ooh, yeah.
You are perfect. You are the greatest book burner who ever lived.
Thank you. And I plan to burn more fucking books. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Why don't you tell us about Erotic Radio? Is that now something that's not happening?
Yes, unfortunately. Our investor backed out. Don't know why. Maybe he was a fucking Christian. I don't know. What the fuck was his
And definitely problem? A chicken shit flash. Uh-huh. Definitely a coward.
Yes.
So that means that it's time for investors.
We need investors for the Erotic Radio Live.com. sexsportation.com for the Goddess Radio Show. We also had Sexportation with Monica, who does the BDSM tea party. She's great. She's amazing. She's from San Francisco. And we also have The Peep Show from LA also. So So we have three really great shows going on, including Moi. The Goddess Radio Show. Plug, 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 plug. Plug it in your ass, motherfuckers. Yeah. So, yeah, if anyone's listening and you want to invest in my show, please come. Come to me. I will give you my services for free. Maybe I'll suck your cock. No, actually. No, no, no. That no. No. Should I? Nah.
Well,
nah, I don't know.
It depends.
Like, those days might be over. We'll let the Whore of Babylon take over for that one.
Yes, the Whore of Babylon is here, as well as Mary Magdalene.
Yeah.
Jesus is here. Pastor Buttfuck is here, and his lovely wife, Mrs. Pastor Buttfuck. It's a crowded house. Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptus are in the other room doing their technical shit.
And so, Master...
Master Debater.
Debater.
Yes, he's taking pictures.
Yes, he's taking pictures, and he's wanking.
He's
Are you a wanker?
Yeah, I know. He's the only guy we... know who masturbated wanker. During the debates.
Yeah. Yeah. I like
I always
it.
Come to the debate.
Talk about healthcare.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby. Obama.
yeah. Master Debater. Debate me.
But we won't judge you. But
no, we won't. Promises. We won't.
Okay, well, we'll also match that. In addition to what you may or may not do for the investors, we will also afford multiple Reverend Bookburn memorabilia. You know, if you've won a contest before, that there are great rare tapes, movies, hot porn, all kinds of great rare music you never heard before that you fell in love with when you received it. And all kinds of Reverend Bookburn memorabilia. So we will try to match.
Yes.
Goddess Kitty's perks and rewards and incentives to invest in Erotic Radio Live.
Invest in me. Invest. Because I should have my pussy and ass and tits insured. Thank you. Rock on.
And if you don't believe... hearing that from this live appearance, go to Reverend Bookburn's YouTube channel and click on the Goddess Kitty from your old show.
Oh, that was from my cable show called The Goddess Show.
Okay.
That was on for 10 years on public access in Manhattan. But it had a really good following, even though it was public access. It was great reviews, and I was voted as the number one cable show on cable, you know, Village Voice. Village Voice named me number one. And, they called me the sexual avatar of the 21st century. Hot.
Master Debaters all over the city love that show.
Yes, Master Debater fucking wanked
yeah.
to that show for 10 motherfucking years, motherfucker.
You inspired Master Debater.
Love it.
And that's not on right now, right?
No, 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 no. It's not on right now. Well, because the radio show then came after that, and I was making money on the radio show, and I said, you know, goodbye to nonprofit shit. I can't take it anymore. Sorry, but I've got to make money.
Hey, it's your survival.
My tits need to be insured. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
That is a worthy policy.
Yes.
And that's the one where the guy came in and did coke off your breasts.
Yes, and, that was a
on
spin-off.
On that video cliff.
Yeah, spinoff of Absolutely Fab and Wayne's World in combination. And yeah, we weren't really sniffing coke, or were we? Ha ha. You'll never know. No, it might have been Johnson's baby powder, or it might have been some serious fucking coke. I don't know. Who knows? But yeah, it was fun. It was fun filming that because I actually get real people on my show.
Yes, that was a classic.
Yes.
We have some on the... on the Reverend channel of those clips. They are absolute classics. And and the one where you're fighting with the other woman because you wore the same dress.
Yes, the Goddess Regulators.
Yes.
We regulated.
It was those precious moments that endeared you to me before we met.
I have more. I have Paris Hilton sex tapes. Yes, the real Paris Hilton.
Really?
Yeah, that's me.
Is that
actually.
An evening in Paris?
Or one night in Paris.
One night in Paris.
Yeah, where I imitate Paris Hilton from the sex tape. I have to put that on YouTube.
That's a must, and we'll favorite it, and and also we'll promote it on the blog.
Oh yes, I just need someone to edit. Any volunteers?
We could talk to Mr. Scott.
Oh, good. I'll get naked for him. Actually, no, I won't. I'm a goddess.
He'll be a master debater.
You know what? He'll just have to worship my feet. That's good enough. What do you think?
Well, actually, Jesus came here, and he wants to worship Mary Magdalene's feet. So that's on the agenda if we get through all the shit.
I love to resurrect his erection.
That's
the
right.
Resurrection of Jesus' erection. I mean,
he was into feet. He was into getting nailed. And there was that thing about a resurrection.
Right, yeah.
That means he could do two porn scenes.
Ooh.
You know, and without the camera stopping, which is a miracle of sorts.
Oh, Jesus.
That was his business.
Oh, yes. Is it any wonder why we yell out, oh, my God, when we're fucking coming? Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Yes. It's because it feels so fucking good. Oh, God. Yes, I love sex. And I have Jesus and Satan in me. Satan's in my ass and Jesus in my pussy.
Okay.
Jesus is not really into anal.
No.
No.
He's a front door.
Yeah, he's you know. Yeah.
Same with Brian from Monty Python's Life of Brian.
Yeah.
He wants pussy.
Oh, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
And he sings better.
Oh, he does.
Than those nauseating Christian singers that are on the Christian Broadcasting Network.
Oh, wow.
So, British accent.
British accent? Oh, I like that.
How can you go wrong?
I love the Brits. Well, of course. Yeah, I pay homage to a lot of Brits. What? And I had a lot of Brits in me. So I guess I'm part British.
I guess that's why the war ended.
I think so.
Well,
yeah.
Technically, yeah.
You
have Euro blood.
Yes, I do. And I have the Illuminati blood, too.
What's his name? Dick Nasty is British.
Is he?
Yeah. That porn star. Well, now he's balding.
Dick Nasty? I've never heard of him.
He's like...
Is he old?
He's old. He has a British accent. He's in a million gangbang tapes and anal tapes.
From London?
I don't know about London, but he's definitely from England.
Okay, so he's an American porn star now.
Yeah, he's here.
He's here?
Yes.
Right now?
No. but he's here in America. We wanted to surprise you.
Wow, I'm sweating right now. That's just making me so hot. I thought he was right here. Ooh, okay. Let me calm down. Yes. So, getting back to my show.
Yes.
My cable show. Yes, that was on for 10 years. And, here I am now. So, what's to do?
Well, we want to formally invite you right now to the Wrapped Smear filming. And
what should we film?
Let's see. Well, it's coming up. The whole cast of characters is in it. Jesus, Reverend Bookburn, Mary Magdalene, the Whore of Babylon.
My kind of stuff.
Satan, Jesus' groupies, Jesus' foot fetish club. Other people from that time period that wanted to get nailed.
Literally.
It started off as a joke, and then all these people started getting interested, and mostly thanks to the MySpace publicity. You know, there's people in film, and there's people in, you know, here and there. We just need the backers, so you should back both of us.
Yes.
and make sure that Rap Smear becomes a reality, and if so, we'll fly you down.
Oh, nice.
And
okay.
God.
I'm down. Got to be in it to win it. It's like Lotto.
That's right.
Right, baby?
Yeah.
Right, Master Debater?
Yeah. Master Debater is so hot in here. He's like going out of his mind.
Oh, yeah. With his blonde spiked hair and black.
That punky look.
Oh, yeah. Yummy. What are you doing?
I'm practicing my debating skills.
Oh, yeah.
I heard he's even hornier during a debate. Watching the candidates.
What do you do?
Yeah.
McCain stammering
through
his...
Explain what you do, Mr. Debater.
Yeah.
What do you do when you're watching the debates?
Well, there's a certain type of dress I have to wear, clothing. You know, wear or do not
a
wear.
A dress?
No. Clothing. Sometimes I picture the candidates in dresses.
Well, it was for McCain.
Oh, okay. For a minute there, I thought you were like a tranny hooker supreme or something.
No. The debates are just so hot and sexy, just watching the candidates just go at it with each other, back and forth, point, counterpoint, on top of each other. It's just really gets my master debating all set. And this year is like one of my favorite years ever.
Totally awesome, dude.
Yeah, Obama, McCain, and master debater. Get through
Obama.
Wipe the TV screen.
Sorry.
You really like Obama a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You fucking freak.
Well, here comes Jesus. Oh, welcome to the show. He always wears that towel.
Where is Jesus?
You know he has to do a grand, fabulous entrance, like, you know, with the smoke and the clouds and...
Oh, yeah.
Like Pigpen from Charlie
Brown.
That's
a bit, you know, I'm a bit over that. It's kind of like a poser shit. Yeah. Come on, get to the real deal.
Dude,
just show up, motherfucker.
Fuck the smoke. Just come in here without the smoke and the bright lights.
Don't be so fancy.
It's hot enough in here.
Yeah, just come in.
And all right. Mm. And and Mary Magdalene, hi, always a pleasure to see you.
Oh, yes. I'm in the Louvre right now. I'm talking French, sorry. I'm stuck in there. It's the Da Vinci Code thing. I don't know. Am I French or am I German? Or I don't know what I am anymore.
Mary, why do you always run away from me? I want one more go at your feet.
I'm tired of you, Jesus. I don't know what to say. How do you say? How do you say? Voulez-vous coucher avec moi in my ass?
Are you still upset about the fish in the ass?
I am. I think it's time for Satan. Satan. Satan in my ass. I'm tired of you, Jesus. You're boring me. You stupid fucking Israeli Jew. You're boring me. You like a stupid American. I don't know. I am stuck in the Louvre. Shut the fuck up. I can't get out. Somebody help me, please.
From the lower power I emerge. Be gone, stupid simpleton in light. It is me, the Dark Master, come to greet Goddess Kitty. I come to bring you greetings from the fires up from below.
Yes!
My horns are sharpened and my pitchfork is vibrating.
Hail Satan, you fucker! Fuck me in the ass! Wait a minute, I have to give myself an enema, sorry. I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
I have to do it like the gay guys. They told me.
I have to watch the enema because it is something that came from our headquarters and we still enjoy them very much.
Do you? Should I go get a colonic? I don't know. I have to go to the bathroom. Sorry.
Do you for real?
I do.
Okay.
Got it. Stop taking pictures.
All right. Go to the bathroom.
Later reference.
Go to the bathroom alone while the Reverend plays another set of tunes.
Yeah, I need to clean my ass out for this big dick. It's fucking huge.
Okay, this is Reverend Bookburn. Masturbator is masturbating and taking pictures. Oh. And Goddess Kitty has to clean her ass.
Yes, I must.
So that means we should play.
We need a fist in my ass. I need a fist in my ass.
Yeah, but this was before the show started. She entirely fisted her mouth.
Yes, I can do that. I'm very talented.
Hopefully, the pictures will turn out.
Whores gone wild. Get to see them. Get the videotape. Whores gone wild.
Yes.
Yes.
This is perfect for the rap smear.
Oh, smear right, that.
Let's play a good hemp song by the Storm Orphans from Marijuana's Greatest Hits compilation LP. This is called Sweet Leaf.
Ah.
Baby, you're the greatest.
I don't even know if I did my French accent right. Being in the Louvre, I don't know where I am.
You yourself below me and blow me tonight. A
happy
would certainly be dandy.
I just love a Ouija board.
devil wants his fun.
Turn it
because
away.
I'm a tart. He plunges his pitchfork through my heart. Ow! Ow! It hurt. Bright red one. Tickle me, then the devil starts to tickle me. Tickle, 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 tickle me. Then the devil starts to tickle me.
In my ass.
There in pilgrim times, over there in Salem, Massachusetts, or New England somewhere. And I was walking by a town square where they were having some kind of public execution. And I see that they got some chick tied to a stake like Joan of Arc or something. As I get closer, I notice it's my mother. Except she looks just like Ethel Merman. And they got this big wooden vise attached to her head, and they're twisting the knobs tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter around her head. And as they're twisting away, as they're twisting away, as they're twisting away, Ethel, my mom, looks around and she sees me and her daughter staring at her from the crowd, and with tears in her eyes, tears in her eyes, she tells me she loves me, except she sings me.
Hot 16-year-old comes.
Overripe pumpkin on Halloween night. Oh, why? I saw. Why? Why? I saw. Why? 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 Just because she was a ballsy lady, just because she was a belter, just because she lived with cats and worked with herbs, why, before we know it, the FDA is gonna destroy the entire holistic community.
candlelight, red roses, wedding bells, moonlight serenades, warm summer nights, table for two.
I think about pure sex,
deep sex,
hot sex,
rough sex.
I'm rising up.
Moonlight serenades, warm summer nights. I think about pure sex,
deep sex,
hard sex,
everything. I don't know.
Rough sex.
You know, so it's only going to be the camera.
Feel, how do they look, how do they taste?
You heard Lords of Acid doing rough sex, and Magnuson did Sex with the Devil.
Oh.
Artist Unknown did the Pussycat song.
Yeah.
Another artist unknown did Blow Me. And started off with Storm Orphans doing Sweet Leaf. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is O Come Like Old Faithful.
Yeah.
With live guest Goddess Kitty.
I'm coming.
And Master Debater.
I came and I'll come again.
Yes. Even though we didn't have a debate, he was still excited enough to relieve himself during the first set of shenanigans. So,
yeah.
If you're listening and you're from Radio Volta or Lava Zone or Philadelphia Independent Media Center, he was very responsible and cleaned up. So please don't send me hostile emails about the latest antics of the show, etc. Okay, we hired a couple of people to stand very close to Radio Volta and yell their heads off and act like wrestlers, which is very cool. And
fight the power.
It's very ghetto fab out there.
Yes, and let's see.
Or ghetto not so fab.
And Satan is here. And
Satan.
Yes, he wanted to greet Mary Magdalene and Goddess Kitty. So we'll give the microphone over to him.
Yeah. Where is he?
Hello, beautiful goddess. I send you a pendulum from the fires of the lower power.
Oh.
I am over Saddam. I left him after the filming of the South Park movie. And now I'm focused on you.
Okay. What are you going to do to me?
first, I want you to rub my horn.
Your what?
My horn.
Your horn?
And use my vibrating pitchfork.
Oh, Satan, how am I going to use your vibrating pitchfork? And where would I put it? What do I do with it?
It is a fork for every orifice. And...
You mean I could put it in all three holes?
Yes.
All three outlets?
All three outlets.
Are you going to plug me?
I am.
Electricity?
And I want to do some blow off your breasts.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not into blow, but you can blow.
This debate is making me horny.
You know, I would rather blow you. How's that?
Okay.
How big is your cock?
It is the size of Florida on a map. Especially with you in here.
The size of Florida on a map? Well, I'm only 5'4", I think. That's, that'll take me over, don't you think? That's a bit much.
That's true. We don't want to rupture anything.
No. Well, it's okay, though. I don't mind. I'll be put back to pieces again. I mean, I've been broken to pieces, and I could be put back. What do you think? Could you bring me back?
Yes.
Can you resurrect me if you kill me with your big dick?
We are into miracle resurrections.
Oh.
All right. Are you ready? Blow.
You're going to put blow on my tits?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. Go for it.
Oh, these fucking fans.
Oh, wow. He's really sniffing off of my tits. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Take a picture. He's sniffing off of my tits. The devil is sniffing off of my tits. This is hot. And there's more. Is that baby powder?
Yes. It's baby.
He just cupped the field, folks. Yes, he did. Sexual harassment to the devil! I'm going to file a suit to the devil. He just cupped the field off my tits. Sniffing off his fucking coke. Now he's gonna stick his dick in me and rip me to pieces and then put my pieces back together and... Are you gonna put my pieces back together?
This type of debate.
All of my pieces.
Yes.
Are you gonna mutilate my insides?
No, you will leave the bowels of hell intact.
Oh my God. Holy shit. Holy shit. Yes.
Come to the other side. Manifest your lower power. Lose all of your early conditioning and programming. Lose all guilt.
Okay.
Lose all programming.
Yes.
All programming. All of that Christian shit.
You are totally free.
Free. Free. Born free.
And there's a little more on your breath.
Oh. Go ahead. You fucker. He just wants to touch my tits. Get away, Satan! Satan, you're fucking sexually harassing me, Satan. Oh, he's so in my fucking tits right now.
Thank you, Master Debater.
Get away!
Satan for nothing.
Get out of my tits, Satan. What the fuck was that on my tits? What is that, sugar? It's... a Dunkin' Donut on me.
I think I need to rub something off your ass.
Go fuck off, Master Debater. Go wank off, fucker.
Sure thing.
Yeah.
If he can do it again for a second time.
I'm the goddess. I must not be touched. Just touch my feet and worship. Yes. Stroke him.
Okay.
Worship my feet.
We need Jesus for that.
Come on a big... fucking bucket. Buckets of cum.
Yes. Do that for me. I'm the cum collector.
Alright, give me your foot.
Okay, here we go. Let's see if I can do this. I'm usually a contortionist, but I'm not sure if I can do that right now. Can I reach that far?
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Oh, rub my feet. Yes. Worship, fucker. Worship the feet. Oh, God, he's really sucking on my feet. That's so gross. Get off of my feet!
Okay, no, you can massage them.
Yes. Oh, that feels good. Oh, I like that. Oh, that's hot. Oh, yeah. Master Debater is taking pictures. He's totally enjoying this.
Okay, sit down, you fucking freak. Sit now. Fucker. Taking pictures of me.
Hey, if all
this
of you guys
a private
guys
moment between Goddess and Satan.
Goddess, you guys would understand. She's really so out of this world, sexy
yes.
and hot. So
yes.
you cannot blame me. Father, forgive me. For I have sinned again and again.
Master Debater, are you from Cali?
Like, no, totally, no.
Yes, totally, yes, you are.
Like, dude, just because I missed the surf today doesn't mean I'm from Cali.
Oh, my God.
In thousands of years of ruling from below, those were the best feet ever.
Oh, yeah, they smell a little funky today. It's humid, what can I tell you? It's, you know, it's hot out. They're all sweaty and whatnot. But it's good. It's good for you. Yes.
Yes, it is.
It's the Holy Grail, darling. It's the Holy Grail. The sweat from my feet and the sweat from my snatch and my ass is the Holy Grail. Smell it forever, you fucking cunts.
My Holy Grail is
stupid spilling. Americans. You are all stupid Americans. It's the French in me. I don't know.
Get out of here, Pastor Buttfuck.
Pastor and Buttfuck? Who is
did
Pastor
Did you speak
Buttfuck?
French again?
Moi? Are you talking to me?
She said something in French, Master Debater.
Yes.
You know what that means.
Extra spell.
Oral Gomez.
Oral Gomez. Oh, from Adam's Family?
Adam's Family, yes.
Oh, that was my favorite show. Morticia. Stop taking pictures of me! God damn it.
You're too hot.
The fuck? Sit down, bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm interrupting this show. My name is Pastor Buttfuck, and I just can't sit idly by and watch all this sinning going on. These people are filthy and disgusting people.
Hey, I can't concentrate.
This radio show host is disgusting. His
you
guests are disgusting.
Americans.
You are sinful and depraved.
Stupid. And
how can I watch a master
you're
debate?
So stupid.
You're talking.
Stupid Americans, I hate you all. I'm from France and I don't like you. You're stupid.
And I want to deliver you into the kingdom of the Lord and relieve you of all sin. And so does my wife, Mrs. Pastor Buttfuck. She knows what it's like. Tell her, honey.
That's right, dear. I used to whore myself for drug money before I became a pastor's wife. And now I'm just utterly in tears watching all this sin and depravity on this radio show. And I want to bring these people to come to the Lord.
Keep on debating, keep on debating, keep on debating, keep on debating.
Wow. You and that other dude sound so much alike. How did that happen? Are you guys twins?
What other dude?
I don't know. What is his name? Pastor Buttfucker?
Pastor, yeah. Oh, yeah, Pastor Buttfuck. He just left the room. I think he was upset at the sight of
did
your
I
breasts.
Come on him by
he was upset.
He was upset.
He needs to get over it. My tits should be insured.
Yes,
vegan
they
cum
should.
Tastes good.
And,
vegan cum?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Vegan pussy farts are even better. Whole Foods, darling. Whole Foods. They have them. They sell them. They're there. I know. I bought them. They're
I'll wait
great.
In line.
Okay.
They're amazing.
So that's...
If you're a man and you cannot tolerate a woman's pussy farts, then you're not a man. I mean, come on. It happens when there's a gorgeous cock inside a woman's pussy. It's, well, you know, if there's a lot going on, it might fart. That's okay, though, right?
Now, what about squirting?
Oh, I do that, too.
Yum.
I fart and I squirt. Well, my pussy farts.
Okay.
I don't fart from the other way. Well, if I do, it's very sexy fart. It's very...
A musical.
You know? It's very, very musical. It's like a fucking symphony from my ass. It's gorgeous. You would never, never be embarrassed or let down because I'm so just amazing. It's so sexy. It just, it's amazing. I mean, you would just never, ever, ever go, oh my God, she just did not go there. You never. No.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah. Totally.
So,
oh my God. Wow. Yeah. But the pussy farts, and they are vegan. Because, well, like, I mean, really, oh my God, who eats meat? Do you?
Never.
Yeah, vegetarians and vegans do taste better, it's been proven.
Yeah, well, the only meat that is good for you is my meat.
Yes. Well, you do bring out the carnivorous impulses.
Yes, I don't know, that was a major contradiction. I don't know how vegan pussy fart comes from meat, but it does, I guess.
Is playing with meat okay?
Sure, anytime. Why not? Play all you want.
Oh, yeah. You're a must for Rap Smear.
Rap Smear.
And if we do a sequel, that too.
Hot. I like. It's turning me on. Yes. So, darling, do tell. The British is coming out of me. I don't know why. It just keeps coming and coming.
Mary Magdalene had to, like, run away after.
I know. Yeah. Mary, a lot of our guests have gone.
I don't know why. What happened to Mary Magdalene?
Jesus ran screaming. Let's see. Mary Magdalene left, I guess, after people started touching her feet. Satan's gone. And Pastor Buck.
Stupid Americans! I'm back! You fuckers! It's Mary Magdalene. I'm still in the Louvre. Help!
See, you're answering a lot of questions because we were wondering, you know, where you actually were from. Like, there's a lot of conflicting information about you.
I am the Holy Grail. Shut the fuck up. I am.
So, I am.
So, you can tell us on the show, and this would be a first.
I am the Holy Grail.
Do you and Jesus have a history?
Yes, we do.
Is it a sexual history?
Oh, yes. Divine. Superior. Supreme. Spiritual. Yes, I was from Israeli, but now I'm French. I don't know how it happened. It's one of those things. I had too much French bread, and it tastes so good. And Jesus gave it to me. And we had delicious, delicious sex with our food, and our wine, and our grill, and our... I don't know what. I don't know how you say... How do you... I don't know, you stupid Americans. I always try to talk English, but you know, you stupid Americans, you always talk English. I like to talk French, and I don't know.
Can you and Jesus have sex on the water?
We've walked through the water and we've fucked in the water. Yes.
Is it on video?
Fucked in the water.
That was before video was invented.
No. You see, this is where you people are wrong because you're stupid Americans. You don't understand. We come from somewhere else. We have technology. It's much faster than your shit. We know. We had, you know, things happening from the aliens. They gave it to us from the Egyptians, from all over, from Atlantis. Have you ever heard of Atlantis? I mean, come on.
Yes.
You people are not educated. You're not. You need to understand that we give it to you from there, from above. Yes. Oh, I'm purring like Miss Kitty. I don't know how that happened. It just happened. It's like she's channeling through me. She's so amazing. Oh, my God. She's not like a stupid American. I like her.
Well, don't leave yet. We want that tape.
It's
a must for the Reverend's YouTube channel. And our video productions, if that does indeed become a reality.
Make that pussy purr.
Your purrs.
Yes, it does. So, you know, my story is crazy. I don't know. Read the book. God damn it. I don't know. Da Vinci Code. Go read it. You know, I'm still stuck in the Louvre. I can't get out. Please, somebody help me. Resurrect my wrecked. Sean.
Does purrs during debates? Does it
true? Excuse-moi?
Nothing.
No. Okay. Stupid American.
Bring Goddess Kitty back. I want to ask her something. If I understood your site correctly, you were a guest on the Stern Show on his birthday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Howard Stern's 52nd birthday.
His 52nd. Okay, mm-hmm. So a couple of years ago.
That was in 2006, and it was at the Chelsea Piers.
And, David Blaine is amazing. I met David Blaine.
Uh-huh.
He was staring at my naked body. Well, it was body painted, but you know where he was staring.
Mm.
I had no underwear. And then, of course, we had that, what the fuck is that out there? There's so much noise going out there. I want to shoot everybody out there. It's there, like so...
A train, people yelling
know.
At each other.
Like, oh my God.
There are words on a goddess's page. I only looked at the pictures.
I think.
No.
Yeah, I think there's...
No, you need to read the words, motherfucker. Okay. Yeah. Where was I? Oh, Howard Stern. Yes. David Blaine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah. Well, I was body painted from, like, everywhere on my body and my pussy. And Gina Lynn, the porn star, was there, too. Oh, they did amazing work on her body, but she wore a G-string. I was the only one that was completely naked. Yes, I was bare.
So you have the most guts.
Yes, and I think it's still running on pay-per-view, so check it out. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
More Goddess Kitty worship to come.
Mm.
We're going to play a song from the soundtrack of Let My People Come. This is called Come in My Mouth.
My favorite.
Get ready.
Put your feet up on the sofa. Stretch out, baby. Close your eyes. Feel my fingers walking
it's like
over.
My show. All over again.
Part of you idolize. Now you're here in my hand, getting stronger. So soft on my cheek, getting longer. No need to speak as I take you between my lips. All day long I've been planning on how I was going to love you tonight, so I could show you how I absolutely adore you, so you know I am your woman. You feel so good. You feel so good. You feel so fingers through my hair as you force my mouth to open wide. Don't judge, I love it there as I drink you deep inside. I can feel all your strength. What would you like me to do? I'll take you inch by inch. Just let me worship you. Fill me up so deep, you're touching my soul. So good, you taste so good, you taste so good, you taste so good. I wanna lick, I wanna suck, I wanna hug, I wanna squeeze, I wanna nibble, I wanna make you scream, I wanna make you the happiest man alive.
You know,
it's
only
a
fake.
Come in,
with like kids with disabilities.
Yeah,
it's must pretty hot. It must be that the hospital's must be
tongue.
yearning for attention. I would wager that she'll get it. And me, I'm smiling, thinking of your tongue. But mine has never touched it. I'd really like to suck it. Legend has it that I'm faithful to the end. Observation.
It's the last song we have time to do. We like to dedicate it to society and the world because it still has a message.
I may be dead, honey, but I was left with my eyes. And underneath my sugar, I was stung by your lies. And my heart, sweet baby, is cold and blue. We're two of a kind, baby, me and you. But it's our time, sweet baby, to break on through. It's the year to be hated. So mad that we made it. Cause all the kids in the street whisper signs that sweet. The stars under their feet. Well, it's the year to be hated. Our time, our time, our time, our time.
name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class, makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Whack it.
Yes, there's a lesson to
be learned. Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
And in the first place, Mark,
yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week.
And
we have Goddess Kitty to make live sounds for us.
Oh, not from the ass, though, from the pussy and squirts.
Okay, do some squirts.
Squirts?
Yes. Is that in general, or is that more like yours?
Those are mine. Mine are, they don't really go that far. They're just very subtle.
Okay. So
they might go far someday. Depends who I'm with.
Okay. So you couldn't do, like, target shooting, or?
Target shooting? Oh, wow. Those farts are really loud. Target shooting, I don't know. Yes! Bullseye!
Okay, who should receive the Asshole of the Week award?
Somebody named Bush. Or is he the Asshole of 8 Years award?
Well, yeah. He's, I guess, approaching beyond asshole.
Yes.
But tell us why you feel this way.
Because we need to bash the Bush and shave it. Whack it and shave it. So I'm very anti-Bush. Damn that, George.
So you're pro-shaving Bush?
I'm totally. Yes. We must shave the Bush. Impeach.
Okay. Impeach and shave.
Impeach the Bush. As Peaches would have said one time.
Yes, she said it.
And we must fuck the pain away.
Peaches said impeach my Bush.
Exactly. Well, you can do that too.
I think about impeaching a lot of Bushes.
Do you really?
So,
do you know those farts are fucking me up right now?
Okay. So there you have it.
Wow.
Sunday, July 27th, 2008 at RadioVolta.org, ReverendBookburn.com, and Radio4All.net from Lava Zone in Philadelphia. You heard a guest
awarding of Asshole of the Week from Goddess Kitty, formerly of Erotic Radio Live. And yes, we have heard enough of those
Goddess
fart
Radio
sounds.
Show.
And the Goddess Radio Show.
From EroticRadioLive.com.
That was from EroticRadioLive.com.
Yes, we need an investor.
Which needs investors.
Any investors out there who want to invest in my bush.
Yes, and it's a worthy investment.
Yes.
You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Lara Whore. The Shazam did On the Airwaves. High Tigers did Our Time from the Tribute to the Yeah Yeah Yeahs CD. The Seeds did 900 Million People Daily All Making Love. Penelope Houston did Tongue. Carnival of Shame did Passionate Evening.
Ew.
And from the soundtrack to Let My People Come, you heard Come
was
in
that
My
some
Mouth.
Ass licking?
Mm.
Ah, come
this
in my
Reverend
mouth.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Oh Come Like Old Faithful with live guests Goddess Kitty and Master Debater.
Yes. Oh come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh come, all ye come, tin goddess's pussy. Thank you.
Can I also say runner-up for spitters?
Excuse me?
Those who do not swallow.
Runner-up
prize.
Swallow.
Runner-up
Sorry.
Prize for the
spitter.
Well, we already did the award, but but normally we do have a runner-up before the recipient of Asshole of the Week.
Mm.
Now you have websites, or you had websites, and you have new ones coming.
Yes, I had goddessshow.com, but that's no more.
Uh huh.
I got tired of it. It was too much drama. And way too many wankers abusing my site.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on. Yes. So we need it. I'm sorry. Debate. Master Debater is not happy about that.
Yeah.
Well,
but
can't wait for the new one.
Other wankers.
Yes. You'll get to wank off of the new one.
Yeah.
Well, it was supposed to be goddesskitty.com, but I'm changing that because I'm going on my own with it, and I had to break the contract with my manager.
Good.
Yeah, well, you know, I have to do it on my own. Sorry.
Yes. No more. No more parasites and ticks.
No more. It's time for the kitty to take total control. So fuck all you posers out there. It's all about moi.
Now, I told you
yes.
when we spoke about the Reverend Bookburn curse.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever Reverend Bookburn or sexologist Dr. Susan Block puts a curse on somebody, badness really befalls them.
Oh,
so
okay.
We're not going to name anybody.
Oh, okay.
But all of these people who have ripped her off, fucked her over, and the Reverend has been ripped off, so I know how that feels.
Yes.
It'll
come back in tenfold, fuckers.
That's right.
It's called Goddess Karma.
You are getting the Reverend Bookburn curse and
that's
the Goddess
right.
Karma.
And
that's
I'll shoot
right.
you with my
Yeah.
With his Master Debater tool.
That's right. And I'll shoot you with my weapons of mass destruction, my bullets from my nipples. They're wet, though, but they're really, really intense.
Yes, they fly really fast.
They're
so
extremely potent.
Yeah, don't think it's going to be easy to be.
Don't ever underestimate.
Struck by that.
Don't
exactly.
Ever underestimate the power of my pussy or the power of my mass destructive weapons from my nipples.
You'll
yes.
be stuck looking at her nipples, and before you know it, it's just
yeah, you'll be distracted, and
you're
then
done.
You, and then
it's
you'll
over.
Be hit in the eye.
You might as well just slash your wrist, get it over with. Goodbye. Yeah, it's over.
So. Those of you who have fucked with her or ripped her off or in any way wronged her.
That's right.
You are heretofore hexed.
You're fucked. Forever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fucker.
And,
fuckers.
Before I forget, we've heard two kinds of book burners this week while promoting the show. One was the kind that was exhilaratingly heavy, and another kind that was really going through rough times. So we're not going to name anybody
in particular,
the
yes.
ecstatic or the people having a rough time, but we're going to say that we hope for healing for people with recent losses or people with really hard times happening.
Oh yeah.
Hopefully you've been uplifted by this show.
Uplifted.
And yes.
And laughing your asses off.
Uplifted, both in the Master Debater sense and
yes.
in every other way. And for those of you who are flying high, we hope we have enhanced that and made it an even better week.
Mm.
and an even better time for you. All right, so Goddess Kitty has websites and...
MySpace.com/goddessshow, that's one.
Yes.
There's a lot of my Goddess YouTube show. Cable stuff on that, and yes. It's really more of my personal page and how I really feel about everything and the world and, you know, how I just want to say, go fuck yourself, basically. And then there's MySpace.com Goddess Radio, which was all about the radio show. And basically that says to go fuck yourself too. So take your pick.
And you can see her in her Catholic schoolgirl outfit.
Yes.
Her slideshow where she tells the story. Like, I went from innocent Catholic schoolgirl to school slut.
Well, that's a true story. That's when I was molested by a priest and slapped by a priest too. It's terrible.
Do tell. And this is true, right?
It's very true. It is why I am the bad girl that I am.
What happened to you by priests?
Well, I don't know. It's always been a priest. I don't know. They haven't fucked me yet, but maybe I should fuck one day.
Well, it would be an improvement over what they're used to doing.
I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to go to a church one day and just turn it into a sex church and fuck all of them and... Wow. You know, and just take out my blade and cut them all up and...
Well, you have to tell us when you do this. you have to invite
us. Fill my cup with abominations of the fucking priest fuckers. Yeah. Okay, so no. Seriously,
what happened?
Now, I was 8 years old and, you know, I went to the church. It actually was the priest who baptized me and married my parents. Yeah, it was real deep. And I made my first communion. So and then I went to confession. You know how you go to confession all the time. We were supposed to do the confirmation that was next, and so I went in and did my weekly confessions or whatever. And so I went in and I said all this stuff that I lied to my mom, you know, typical shit. And then I said, well, I touched myself down there and it felt good, and I was kind of guilty because they taught me to feel guilty about it. You know, I mean, that's just how it is in the Catholic thing, you know?
Right. So. Even touching yourself is considered bad.
What? Yes, I know. Look at that. Master Debater is not happy about that.
I know. No wonder they invent all these freakazoids within their ranks.
So he was pretty much on automatic pilot listening to my confessions until I said that, and then he slid open the window and he smacked my face really hard, and I was in shock. I just held my face with my hand like, and then he slid the window closed and he goes, you can leave now. And I was like, oh, I felt like, you're not worthy, you're not worthy. That's what I really felt like. I walked out of there and I never went back. But to be quite honest with you, they're not worthy of the goddess now.
That's so true.
Fuck them all. That's right. Fuck them all. Because I am fabulous. And I am, I'm blasphemous. And I love it. Yes. That'll never change. They'll have to kill me if they wanted that to change. It's not. I am going to create the Whore of Babylon. Do you understand that now?
Yes.
Yes, I am. I'm dead ass fucking serious.
We want that on the rapt smear.
Yes.
Too.
I'm telling you, Babylon will return, and it's because of me. And it's all because of those dirty little priests. Oh, and then including the one that molested me and said I was going to see Jesus after I attempted suicide. And it was so silly because it was like I broke up with my boyfriend and I was having all this drama and I really just wanted attention. It wasn't like I really wanted to kill myself anyway. But I was young. I was only 16. You know, I was going through my emo age, right? You know about those 16-year-olds, Mr. Debater.
So what did the priest do?
Instead of slashing my wrist, you know, which like I wasn't really into, you know, like I was not going to go there. I said, let me take the easy way out and just drop some pills down my throat. And I guess I didn't drop enough of them, and they didn't put my stomach out, but I felt I was gagging all the time. So, I mean, I almost ruined, like, my kidneys, they said. I mean, it was really that bad. Mm. It was, like, fucked up. And so they sent the family priest over, and he said he was going to heal me and take away my stomach pains and heal me in a way that, you know, I'd come back to life again and I'd feel good about myself again and I wouldn't want to kill myself. And so he started massaging my stomach area, and he was doing good. I mean, he was really like, it was starting to feel good. But then he put his hand up, and then he started massaging my tits and feeling my tits up. And he said I was going to see Jesus. And he asked me if I saw Jesus, and I said, yes, I see Jesus. I see him. Lord have mercy, I do. I just wanted him to stop, and he finally did. He was so disgusting, too. But you know what? Later on, we found out that he was caught molesting boys, so he's not in the church anymore. He's gone.
Oh.
That happened in 1994-95 when he was...
All right, yeah, that's when the scandals in Louisiana, like, made big news, and all of a sudden people stopped disbelieving it.
Yes.
And knowing that there was a pattern of cover-ups and relocating them, and
mm-hmm.
that it was a rampant problem, thousands of perpetrators.
Yeah, so, well, karma got him, so it's done for him, no more.
Good.
Yeah. So.
Well... I want to thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Unless that's presumptuous. And
I'm so grateful to be here. This is fabulous. I just
you
feel
guys
so
are awesome.
Honored.
You are always welcome to come back again. And, of course, to be in the Rapture video or film or whatever it is or whatever this idea blossoms into.
Oh, hot.
And, of course, we will happily announce all of your future endeavors and give them plugs.
Thank you. Oh, myspace.com/goddessshow, GODDESSSHOW.
It's really hot.
It is. myspace.com/goddessradio, GODDESSRADIO. And you have to be my friend if you want to see all the pictures.
And it's worth it.
That's right.
Definitely.
Yeah, there's some classics. The alien one, a personal favorite.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, let's see. We are going to play a final tune and get out of here.
Right, we'll play Lords of Acid.
she loves that song.
I love Pussy, Lords of Acid, and I want to sit on your face.
Let's see. Write to Rev Bookburn at revbookburn@sjcdc.org. Check out reverendbookburn.com. And youtube.com/revbookburn and myspace.com/reverendbookburn. Next week, God will be a live guest, and he will talk to George W. Numbnuts Bush. And future shows, Martha Stewart's Etiquette Guide to Wiping Floors with Your Pastor's Ass. And, of course, the 40th anniversary of the 1968 Yippie Festival of Life in Chicago, also in late August. Schedule is unclear after this next Sunday because of all of the excitement that is forthcoming this summer. But we will keep you posted at all of the sites. My thanks again to Goddess Kitty and Master Debater and all of the other guests who came and went.
Stop farting.
I was coming.
That's not coming.
And we want to thank them and all of their bodily functions and sounds of this evening.
Pew, pew, pew.
Thank you, God and Satan, for appearing live. And Pastor Buttfuck and your wife, Mrs. Pastor Buttfuck. John the Craptist.
Are you swallowing?
Pastor Whoremaster, Pastor Rex Cat.
You bet.
Mr. Z and a million others.
Skullfucker.
Let's play a song by NoFX called in honor of this weird culture that we live in.
It's very weird.
Let's do it really. Studio now.
Are taking over.
Good
night.
Stupid Americans. Bye. We'll be right back.
shake, 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 shake,